First, let's make sure this flat's empty. Oh, this place is deserted. No furniture, no carpet.
Direct your lantern off the floor, Gregson. Yes, thank you. I've got a trail of bloodstains leading to the front room. Follow me.
By George! Will you look at that?
Black Giorgiano himself. Someone got to him ahead of us.
Quite so. And on the windowsill, someone's left half a candle and a box of matches.
Well, what the dickens are you doing, Holmes? The man's dead, with a knife in his throat.
Yes, so I observed. A veritable giant of a man. It must have been a formidable blow. I no doubt he tried to defend himself. You notice the dagger lying close to his hand.
So this is the man you were after?
Yeah. What? You say a man emerged from the building while you stood guard below. Did you observe him closely?
Of course.
Was he a man of about 30, dark, middle side, with a black beard?
Yes, it was.
You didn't recognize him?
No, I never saw him before in my life. Why?
Yes, possibly he didn't have a beard when he lived in New York. It's no matter. I've given you his description, and you now have an excellent outline of his footprint in that pool of blood. That red circle.
Ah, you mentioned the red circle before. What does it mean?
It's the name of a secret society in Naples, allied to the old Carbonari, an infernal brotherhood of crime and corruption which extends from Italy to London and to America. Isn't that so, Mr. Leverton?
Right. The oaths and secrets of the Red Circle are terrible. Yet once a man gets into the power of the Brotherhood, there's no escape.
And this Black Giorgiano, what sort of a man was he?
Black-hearted. His hands red with the blood of his victims. In Italy, he earned the name of Death. He had to leave Naples in a hurry to avoid arrest. When he reached New York, he set up a new chapter of the organization. Thank God that Death has caught up with him at last.
That's all very well, but who killed him?
I can't tell you his name, but you have his description, his footprint. That should be enough for you shortly.
It's not much to go on, Mr. Holmes. Among all the millions in London.
No, perhaps not. That's why I thought it might be best to summon this lady to assist you. Please come in, Signora.
What the?
You have killed him. My husband, you have killed him.
I think not. Look again, Signora.
Oh. Dio mio, it is Giorgiano. Oh, Signora, this is wonderful. The most wonderful. But I do not understand. You are police, is it not so? You have killed Giorgiano. But where is Gennaro? Where is my husband?
I must ask you to identify yourself, madam. You are...
I know this lady. She is Mrs. Amelia Luca, the wife of Gennaro Luca, Italian immigrants living in New York.
But where is Gennaro? He called me this moment from the window and I ran here with all
speed. It was I who called you, Signora, using the flame of that candle.
You? Well, how could you call?
Well, the code was not difficult. I knew I only had to send the word Vieni, and you would surely come.
How do you know these things? Oh, that evil man, Giorgiano. How did he... Oh, now I see it. My Gennaro, my beautiful Gennaro, who has guarded me and kept me safe. Oh, thank God. It was he who killed this monster.
Excuse me, madam. I'm still not quite clear what's been going on, but I must ask you to accompany me to Scotland Yard.
Now, one moment, Gregson. I fancy this lady may be as anxious to give us information as you are to hear it. Now, you understand, Signora, that your husband may be arrested and tried for the death of the man who lies before us. But if you believe he acted from the highest possible motives, you cannot serve him better than by telling us the whole story.
Oh, now Giorgiano is dead. We fear nothing. But, Signor Leverton, you must tell them. Giorgiano was a devil. No judge in the world will punish my husband for having killed him.
I'll do all I can.
Then I suggest that we leave this apartment as we found it. Put a man on guard, Inspector. And let's escort this lady to her own room and hear what she has to tell us.
Well, madam?
I was born in Posillipo, near Naples. Gennaro was in my father's employment and we fell in love. He had no money and no prospects. Nothing but his strength, his goodness, and his beauty. And my father forbade the match, so we eloped. We were married in Bari. I sold my jewels.